everybody. Welcome to Sections. Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles. Welcome to Static Radio, the most unlikely teaming of talent since Bing Crosby was matched up with David Bowie to sing Little Drummer Boy. I would be the older, wiser, conservative Bing Crosby, while Bob would be the younger, fruitier David Bowie. So
fruitier. Thanks. That's funny, considering I'm older than you are.
Which no one will get this reference. I'll be like, what?
Huh?
Peace and
Well, you're singing the wrong part now. You sing the Bing part.
I hit a kid with a golf club.
Minute Maid. Made from oranges. Juiced by Bing.
It's not even Christmas anymore. Come on.
He used to beat his kids with oranges. He said that swimming pool was paid by them. Oranges.
He dresses like a girl.
There you go. Yeah, well, I'd say whenever you look back on it, you know how fashion just keeps changing. And
fashion.
When you look back on it, I mean, Bing looks much more gay than David Bowie does fashion. In that video. So.
How could it be?
He's an old queen. Oh, my goodness. That's funny. I have to go find that video now YouTube and put it up.
Yeah, so please do. Yeah. I'm trying to work on a neat intro every week. And
Your neat intro? Okay.
The show is not scripted, as you probably can tell, as much as it sucks, but I was really trying, you know, this week to pull something out of my butt, and I did. You know?
Oh, well, good. That's why you canceled last night, is that it?
So. I pulled David Bowie right out of my ass this week. So
everybody was looking for him, so... Yeah.
Boom, boom.
They had, you know, Richard Branson was looking for him even. Yeah. So, you know.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, happy MLK Day.
Yeah, same to you.
Today is the, we're a day late, and a dollar short, as it were.
Yep.
Today is the celebration of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yep.
Jr.
Yep.
And that is the order. Don't be fooled by people.
Right.
It is Reverend Doctor, especially if you ask anybody who's in the know, as it were. So
you probably know more people in the know than I do, so I'm going to go with you on this. Okay?
A really weird bit of trivia. I actually know a person. Now, I don't know them. Person I know personally, I should say, I used to work with, his uncle or some other variant of his family was in the circle there with Reverend Doctor. Yeah, at the time, you know, the big time there.
Would this be Jesse?
No, not Jesse.
Oh.
Although, you know, no, it wasn't Jesse.
He was, for real. That's no joke. No.
Well, I realize that. He's played that up quite a bit. But no, it was somebody else, so.
Okay.
But he was, you know.
There you
he
go.
Was involved heavily there at some point, so. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't.
Yeah. It's about as close as I'll get. It's like, you know, the 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Right there.
I guess. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, happy MLK Day. And that theme, you know, I have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dream that people across this great nation, and specifically in places where I have to travel, would please wash their hands after using the facilities. Because this week... was my week of awakening to the filth that is the central part of the United States and all the people out there who are doing their number ones and number twos and then just leaving the restroom without using the sink. And I will tell you that it is very disgusting to me. I happened to have to travel a little bit this week, but it was only daytime travel, so like I'd drive out and I'd come home late, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was having to use the public facilities quite a bit, and I happened to notice that everybody wasn't making a trip to the sink after they were done. You know what I mean?
We should probably put a disclaimer on here because you don't necessarily like using public.
No, I don't like to go. I don't like to use the public.
Yeah, you're very uptight about that. Okay, so you.
Well, it's only gotten worse after this week. So
yeah, so you're in there and you notice.
So I happen, there's a, I also, since I don't like to use them so much, when I do use them, I make mental notes on which ones are cleaner than the other ones. And so I stop at this place in Kingdom City, Missouri. Mm. It is a 66 station, oddly enough. And it's actually a very nice, clean restroom there at the 66 station. Cleaner than most, I would say, on the road. Mm-hmm. And I made a stop there on the way home. I was in Jefferson City. And stopped there in Kingdom City, which evidently everything named City is in the central part of Missouri. I didn't realize that, but
you didn't stop at the Kingdom Hall.
No, I didn't stop at the Kingdom Hall.
Okay. Where was the windows? There's no window to open in here. I stunk it up.
So I go in and I'm heading to the bathroom, right? Because I mean, you know, you stop for the gas station and usually you use the facilities. So, and this guy. Literally is only about 5 steps in front of me going in there. All right?
Yeah.
So this is a big place, so they have a lot of, you know, urinals and stuff. So I go take a leak. Mm-hmm. I had to go pretty good there.
Right.
So I'm taking a whiz, and that guy finishes before me, and he walks right out. Does not wash his hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not. Let me give you this, make it clear for you.
Uh-huh.
Does not wash his hands.
Right.
So that puts me off right away. So I go to wash my hands.
Right.
Being the, you know.
Right.
Good person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I proceed to, you know, go get myself something to drink so I'll have to pee again in about an hour and a half or something. And I then come behind this guy at the counter. He's got himself something to drink.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize was that what I realized at the point of being behind him at the counter was that there was a reason why he probably didn't wash his hands.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, let me just tell you what he had bucked up there to get for his purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Which was 2 big things of beef jerky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some type of soda or some, you know, water. I don't know what it was. It was probably soda. I don't remember that. And a porno magazine.
I was going to say an issue of, like, Tattoo or something. Or
No, I think it was a little harder core than that because you couldn't see anything on it. So
Wait, no. It's got beef, 2 beef jerkies.
Yeah. He's got essentially, he's got 3 jerkies right there, if you tell me.
Yeah.
He's got 3 jerkies going on. 2 beef and a tube steak.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but it was really off-putting to think that he didn't wash his hands when he left, but my guess is he'll be washing his hands eventually anyway.
I think because he's going to be applying some lotion.
It could be.
He didn't want to get his hands all gummed up, you know.
Right, yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, because that's like the pits, man.
Evidently, I don't know.
Boom. You know.
Yeah, but the weirder thing was the counter girl, as I was standing there waiting to check out, was commenting on, I thought those used to be $9, not $7. And I'm like,
okay, what is she describing as those?
I don't know, either the jerky or the porno mag.
Porno mag. Hi, Art. We need a price check on the porno mag.
Yeah. So,
if you look on page 16, you might see someone you know. Wink.
Yeah, wait. Look in the send-ins.
Uh-huh.
The, yeah, that was, I didn't know if she was soliciting him or what. You know what I mean? What are you going to do with an extra $2? I don't know. I don't know what was going on right there. But she reminded me of that lady in Sideways, you know, the waitress.
Sandra Oh?
No.
Sandra
Oh. Not Sandra Oh. The waitress that the guy goes home with, the waitress.
Yeah.
I don't know what her name was. She's a waitress.
That's the only woman I could think of in the movie. You know?
Yeah, she looked like Paul Giamatti. Thank you, Miles. She was short, fat, balding, and had a real sad hound dog face.
Are you going to get the magazines or not?
I thought those were $7. I mean, they're $9, not $7.
I wish I could do his voice right now.
Jeez.
Paul Giamatti. I don't know. That's the only woman I can think of from that movie. I can't think of any other woman in that movie. I can picture Sandra Oh with her legs up in the air. That's the only thing I can think of.
Jeez. Well, okay, well, that would have been a better picture than this lady behind the counter. So.
That's the only part that I remember about the movie, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's somehow I believe that. The only part I remember about the movie was Sandra Oh.
I don't know. I don't remember. I saw it once, man. I'm not gonna like you and, you know.
I saw it once, too. I didn't
Devo it and you go back.
I did not. I watched it one time.
Christ.
Come on.
I don't know. Christ, I didn't memorize it.
Have a fucking memory, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean?
Michael John Church or whoever.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Church, yeah. See, I don't even know who was it. Philip Michael Thomas. I don't know who was in it.
Philip Michael Glazer. David Soul.
Michael Anthony Hall. I don't know who was in that shit. I didn't memorize the movie.
Yeah. Jeez Louise. So anyway.
Sorry.
And that wasn't the only time somebody. That was just the funniest time that somebody didn't wash their hands. That was the worst part. I was, in meetings and somebody come in and did their business while I was washing my hands and evidently didn't have to do much and they got out of there. And I don't know who it was, but I was hoping they weren't in my meeting. Or shake their hand, and they got old, you know, Mr. Pee-Pee hand there.
Let's pass around the M&Ms. You want one,
Yeah,
Bob?
You want a big handful of this popcorn?
No,
yeah.
No, not now. No, thank you.
Not me, yeah.
No, thank you, Mr. Driscoll. No,
yeah.
I don't want any.
So, yeah, that was, come on, everybody, let's just clean up, you know?
You're like Monk in the bathroom or something. You know,
well, no, I'm not that,
little wet wipes. And...
No, but, I mean, it's just common knowledge that you...
Could you just... Wash your hands just a little.
Just a little bit. Fake it. Just get them wet at least. Come on.
You should shame these people. You know, before you whack it, you should really wash your
hands. Yeah. I like it gritty.
Want to get all gummed up.
I got me...
I reckon.
Got me some jerky, and I got me this tube of yogurt, and I got me some sandpaper. Oh, and this porno mag. It's on sale. $7.99.
Let's see. How much are porno mags there? Hey, Mal, kiss my grits. How much are they?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, that's what my week was.
Yeah.
Now I can't, you know.
Right.
Having troubles now with the bathroom and people washing their hands.
Oh, boy.
Did you wash your hands or what?
Well, that kind of leads into my story a little bit, too, I guess.
Oh, well, good for you.
I know you've been wanting to know about my encounter with Rudy Giuliani, so I would... I'm gonna.
Yeah, the other guy was creepy in the picture there.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, yeah. Yeah, I just... This is not a political show, okay?
Yeah.
But... The if you're not familiar with the show, the other guy who's talking with me, Bob, always busts my grapes about, you know, you should go see one of the candidates, you know, for the show.
We live in Iowa, for Christ. They were all over that state like fucking flies.
I know they were. They're gone now, thank God. But I mean, they've been gone now for like 2 weeks or something. It's been very pleasant, by the way.
It was like you at the Super Bar back in college, for Christ's sake, up there with candidates.
So, my wife had been invited to go see Obama earlier in the day.
Yeah, you skipped that, right?
She took my youngest kid. I didn't want to go. I'm like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I said,
I got to sit here and watch Punk'd.
I'm going to, yeah, Punk's on, plus I got this $9 porno, and I just, you know, don't want to get some jerky. And
I haven't washed my hands all day.
I haven't washed my hands, for Christ's sake. No, but they came back, and I'm like, well, did you get an autograph? No.
Yeah.
We had to go to the bathroom, so we missed the autograph. You didn't get a handshake or nothing? No. So I'm like, that's bullshit, you know? You know how I am, you know?
So you're there sitting on the couch in your stained shirt with the nacho cheese all over it.
Yeah, did you get an autograph for me? No, I didn't want one for me.
I got the fibers from this couch cushion are working their way into my skin, but I couldn't get up and...
So I'm like, you know what? I think I could pull off an autograph from one of these guys.
Sure, I bet you could.
So...
You know, your father's son, so.
So I convinced my oldest kid to go with me. I go, listen, there's one more tonight. We'll go see Giuliani. We'll go see him.
Yeah.
And I picked that one because that was like the hardest one. Because he just did not campaign in Iowa at all. I mean,
really?
He stopped like at a Stuckey's, you know, drive-thru or something. And at this little college, you know. To this college, which I kind of knew sort of half-assed where we were going. So we went. And I'm like, well, hold on. We got there. I got to take a leak.
Of course. I was surprised you had to take a big shit.
And I walk into the bathroom.
And there he is.
There he is.
He's not washing his hands either, is he?
He didn't wash his hands. That son of a bitch. No. No, there was this guy wearing, like, Carhartts, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he looked like a real farmer, you know, washing his hands really thoroughly.
I'm like, oh, I'm glad.
But he had an earpiece. With like a little curly Q wire coming out, like going into the Carhartts.
Yeah. Oh, so he was
I'm like,
Secret Service?
I think Secret Service wears Carhartts.
Well, I'm sure they're trying to blend in and they got a picture.
Yeah.
It's Iowa pig farmer.
Right. So I'm like, and they're thoroughly washing their hands.
I was going to say, that tipped you off, right?
And I peek, you know, I don't know if I washed my hands after I did.
Yeah, you probably didn't, so
you know,
don't even tell me. Cause I'm
well,
not
I, had
gonna,
my, I had jerky with me.
Lord knows if I ever show up at your house again, I can't touch a thing, so.
Yeah, no, so we get in this room, kind of cut up the chase here. We get to this room, and we sit down. It's, I don't know, probably close to 100 people, probably, I don't know. And we're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. You could almost throw a Klan meeting in here. I mean, it was pretty...
What?
It was pretty Caucasian in the room.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
No, I don't mean any disrespect. I'm just saying you almost could. I mean, it was
to who, the Giuliani or the Klan? That's the question I have.
The audience.
Oh, all right.
No, I'm just saying the audience was pretty much, you know, a sea of white fate, pretty much.
Yeah.
A few exceptions here and there. They had like some co-eds up front, which I thought, well, God, I hope these girls aren't going to try to introduce them because, you know, it's going to be, oh, my God. Which they didn't, but I didn't understand why they had them sitting up there, you know. I'm like, huh.
For a photo op, man.
I guess.
Yeah.
And, like, one by one, like, people would come out of this, like, curtained area, you know, and you'd see different people. And that one dude came out that's in the picture to the left there.
Yeah, the dude with the wild eyes.
But yeah, he, that's not, oh, who's that guy? That's not Fred Thompson, by the way.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, I guess it kind of looked like Fred Thompson. He had more white
hair.
He
kind of came out. He was kind of all looking around, kind of crazy-eyed. You know, that Manson look to him, you know.
Right.
And then they played a video, and Giuliani came out.
Right.
And he talked for, I don't know, 20 minutes. They took some questions and stuff. Yeah. And then he was kind of on the left, like the far left side of the room, moving towards the right to get back behind the curtain again. Now
right.
This thing's over. Now... At this point, I'm thinking, we're not going to get the goods here. We are not going to get the autograph.
Right.
No, a picture of the autograph or nothing. So I'm like, damn it. Because he's, like, getting swamped, you know.
Yeah.
Out of, like, the 100 people, like, 50 took off, and the other 50 wanted an autograph. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, so I go, kid, we're going to try this, you know.
Make a break for it.
Yeah, I pushed my kid up there, and we kind of headed, you know, towards the exit where he was heading, you know. And by some luck, I don't know how my kid got up there to get the get the stinking autograph, but he finally did. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, he got it? Really?
Yeah, he got an autograph. That's the picture I took. I couldn't get any closer because I was being mobbed, you know, so I was able to, you know, get a picture. And
local Iowa celebrity at the Giuliani rally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That kind of mobbed, or just the fact that you were in the way?
I guess I was in the way because I was like getting pushed out by all these conservatives. Like, get out of the way, fat man. Get out of here.
This is why we need laws.
Damn it.
Did you pay for two seats to be in here?
Yeah, I know. Really. Really, yeah. No, so we got the autograph, and then like Giuliani's going to take off my kid's Sharpie.
Oh, really?
But he did give it back, though. He did give it back.
Oh, good.
So
he thought about it.
Let me see this here. Let me see that here, little boy. I'm going to sign this other poster here. Come here.
Yeah.
He signed the poster, and then he got out of there. And luckily, we got out of there with our lives. But, yeah, it was just...
That's good.
So I got to pee with the Secret Service.
who were clean, thank goodness.
And I got to say, yeah, those guys wash their hands. They don't fool around.
That's because they figure they're going to be digging bullets out of somebody, you know, any minute now.
Yeah.
Or putting them in, either way.
Yeah. Oh, we went past the Romney Mobile, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went right past his bus.
Look anything like the Monkey Mobile?
You know? Not as exciting, no. It looked more like the Partridge Family. Yeah. Whole lot of love.
There you go.
But, no, I mean, you could have seen any of these candidates. I mean, it was very easy. If you had the time and energy... waste.
Yeah.
Could have, you know, done so, but I just was like, well, let's get the hard one of the bunch, because it was, you know.
Yeah, you had to go for the big one. Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
You, the go-getter.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, easily the other ones have been, like, in where I live, like, 3 or 4 times a piece, you know.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, here's another one, you know.
Uh-huh.
Going to the bathroom. Oh, there's Hillary, you know. well, there's Obama, there's... Making sodas for people there.
Well, good for you.
There's Huckabee, you know, putting air in my tire. I mean, they're all just—they were just all over the place, you know, for a while. Now, thank God, they're gone. I don't know where they're at now, but man.
Well, they were—I think Florida or Nevada, one of those two places.
I don't know. So, anyway, that was our brush with greatness.
Well, good for you.
Yes, all spurred on because my wife and son had to go to the bathroom, missed their opportunity, you know.
Sure, blame your wife. That's the way to do it.
But, me, I don't give up, you know. I push. I go to the bathroom beforehand.
Oh, make sure.
I strike early.
Yeah. Okay.
So I did this just for you. It wasn't a great story, but I just want to let you know that I did this just for you, okay?
Well, it's good to know that his security people are clean.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
It's a clean campaign.
There you go.